Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sassy Elliott. Hey. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3, which means we're joined by Sassy Elliott Shore Parks. This Elliott Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. What's up, Sassy Elliott?
I might just need to start coming in studio on Fridays simply to avoid that song being played. Might have to just be...
Well, we're playing it on Tuesdays now.
Yeah, we're going to play it anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, yeah. I just have to learn to love it.
Yeah. So,
it's a good one.
So, Elliott, you are the king of whether a game is a style points game or not. I ask you, is tomorrow's Eagles game a style points game?
Yes. I think tomorrow is a style points game. I really think it's really important that they stack together good games. I think if they go out tomorrow and they're getting a lot of penalties, the running game is bad again, they're having third and longs, they're pushing themselves in first and second down into negative spots, like that would be discouraging. I don't need them to go out and score 35 points. Like, I don't think it's that type of style point game, but it can't look like the offense did for a large chunk of this season where it was just sloppy. So I think it's mostly tomorrow about playing clean football. Now, if they do, they probably will score a lot of points. So I get ones connected to the other. But it's more just about how they look, in my opinion. So, yeah, I do think it's a style points game.
As usual, he's on both sides of the fence there with that.
I
think you're fine. There's a great, because there is a gray area there. It's hard to it's hard to argue what looks good versus, unless they are just sloppy, right? Then everybody's going to be upset about that. But I don't know. My whole thing is, to your point, once you said you don't need them to score 35 points, you're pretty much saying what I'm saying. They can go win 24-3, play a clean game. And that's a good game.
To me, I don't want this to be a game in the fourth quarter in any meaningful way. And if they can go in there and I think they're going to need to do all the things that you're saying. If they do all of those things, I think it probably won't be a game in the fourth quarter. If they don't do it, that's how we end up with a, the Commanders just cut it to 3 with 8 minutes left, and we got to have one of those games again.
Yeah, I don't think it's a game that's acceptable to, like, it's not just going to be a game that if they win it, that's all that matters. Like, when they beat the Lions, whatever that score was, I don't think it is. I think it's a game where they have to play well on offense and look like they've improved last week. Well, I think I'm gonna feel discouraged about the team. I'm not going to feel as good about them. And I think, honestly, they will be discouraged. I felt like for the first time last week, they actually played with the same confidence you see the defense play with. I think the fact that they got a touchdown on the opening drive, the fact that they weren't having penalties, I thought that for the first time all year, the two sides of the ball looked like they were playing with the same energy. I mean, I think if they struggle tomorrow, when we do the Mailata show, the Players Lounge, when I'm in the locker room this week, it's going to be a lot of the same that's been all year with, we had that penalty early. That really set us back. We couldn't get in a rhythm. Like, I think it's important this team feels like they're making progress.
Yeah, and that's why they have to keep stacking wins. See, what they can't do is fall into this trap of trying to please everybody so they don't get criticized about the win. They did all the finger pointing, and we're not living up to a standard. Guess what? You're playing to your potential. That's what you are this year. This idea that they're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden they're going to look like the 2024 Eagles and they're going to get back to playing dominant run game football and all this other stuff. No, they are who they are. And if that means they have to. So now listen, if Washington doesn't show up, like the Raiders didn't, then, okay, it'll be a dominant performance, and we'll overreact to it and everything else. But that game Sunday had more to do with the Raiders not really being competitive and competing in that game than the Eagles went out and did something that was all fireworks. And dude, they averaged 3 yards a carry, 40-something carries.
Yeah, they did not run the ball.
Yeah, it's not like they went out there and just exploded all over the field, everywhere with the offense Sunday.
Yeah, so I thought they ran the ball like effectively in a weird way, the way that
they stuck with it.
Yeah, they didn't run it great. But where I will disagree with you on what you said is like, I don't know if winning like puts these guys in good moods. Like,
it should.
Right.
They need to quit playing mind games with themselves, as if they have to somehow live up to some standard in order to be happy with a win. They get on a roll here and start. You think the 2000 Ravens look, we couldn't score 17 points, man. How did we? This was the worst Super Bowl ever. Hey, they were a dominant defense, and that's how they won games. The Patriots. That's how they won games early. They didn't win games by scoring 30 points and blowing everybody out and being the dominant team. They won games by being a smart football team, making the fewest amount of mistakes, and being satisfied or content with getting a win, but ultimately trying to win a championship. That's what dug us in this hole in the first place. That's how we got to the 8-5 hole, because they couldn't be satisfied with being 8-2 because of some phony standard they're living up to. Like, what standard are they living up to? The passing game was ranked 29th last year, and they won the Super Bowl. All of a sudden this year, we expect the passing game to be the Rams' passing game, or it's not satisfactory. And not just to fans. I'm talking about to them as well. This is a message to them as well. Like, you want to go out there and play your best. Sure, you don't want to make mistakes. But this idea that you have to play some perfect game in order to be satisfied with the win. We are in December heading to January. Get the W and move forward. That's what you do. Don't get bogged down with all this other stuff.
So I think, like, again, I think they should celebrate if they win the division title tomorrow. Like, pop champagne, put the hat on, put the shirt on. Because, to your point, I do think one of the hurdles this team has to face and has had to face is just like them not getting down on themselves.
Yes.
Right? So but I just think they are who they are at this point. And I can guarantee you, if they win that game 10-7 tomorrow or 13-6 or whatever, and the offense is struggling, like, they're not going to be in a good mood on the offensive side of the ball. And the offensive side of the ball really does dictate the mood of this team.
Well, it shouldn't. That's the problem. It shouldn't. That's those personalities over there that you can't trust. I can trust the personalities on defense. They play together. They play for each other. They play together. If everybody ain't doing or getting theirs on offense, then somebody's going to be upset whether you win or lose. You don't get that out of the defensive players. Maybe that's what's wrong with the team, is that the offensive personality is what drives the culture.
Yeah, so look, I agree that it shouldn't be that way, but when you say should it be a style points game or not, that's why I think it is. Like, that's why I think tomorrow, for this team continuing to move in the right direction heading into the playoffs, they have to get on that bus tomorrow back to Philly feeling good about the way they played. And to me, that's a style points game where they have to feel like they took a step forward. They have to feel like they played well. And if they have a similar game to a lot of offensive games this year, that will feel like a step back to me, even if they win the game.
What if they win 26-6?
I think that would probably qualify.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah. Okay.
So, Elliot, curious if you saw last night's game and if you think the Eagles' offense is still as good as the Rams' offense.
Yeah, I do think the Eagles' offense is still better than the Rams' offense. I thought offense played well last night.
They put up like 600 yards and 37 points.
Yeah, they were impressive for sure.
The number one defense in the league.
Yep. Well, I don't think Seattle actually has a great defense.
What do you think of the D?
And I thought that was proven correct again last night when they got torched by a good quarterback. Like, yes, the Rams have a very good offense. I agree. The Rams offense has played better than the Eagles offense this year.
Can I ask you something? What do the Eagles do on offense one thing better than the Rams?
I think they take care of the ball better.
Well, I don't know, but Matt Stafford has five interceptions and 40 touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the turnover thing, but I think the Eagles take care of the ball better. But like, again,
well, probably I've never disputed
with you that the Rams offense is playing better than the Eagles offense. this year. I agree with you. The Rams offense is playing better than the Eagles offense this year. My whole argument is I'm looking at a larger sample size and saying that over the past 3 years, they've been the better offense. They've been the better offense in the playoffs. So, yes, in the first 13, 14 games of this season, the Rams offense has been better. My point is when push comes to shove, I trust the Eagles offense more than I trust the Rams offense. And to me,
Don't you think the Eagles have been in push comes to shove situations several times over the last few weeks and they didn't come through? You know, against the Cowboys, all they had to do was score one more time, against the Chargers, push came to shove in overtime and they turned it over. You know, like what counts as push comes to shove?
The Rams have also been in push-come-to-shove situations against the Panthers. They needed more points. They lost that game. Seattle last night, they needed more points. They lost that game. In another game,
You're having a different conversation. You're not allowed to change the conversation. Your point about the Eagles offense, and we're only talking about this year because I don't give two blanks what the Eagles did 3 years ago on offense. We're playing football this year. So the question is, you said when push comes to shove, the Eagles offense will be good. They have had several opportunities over the last few weeks where they have been in push comes to shove situations and they have not done it. So if they're only good when push comes to shove and they've been in push comes to shove situations and they don't do it, I don't understand your point. To me, what the Seahawks did last night was push comes to shove. That's what they did last night. Like, they needed it.
Right. So, again, I'm not disputing. This year, the Rams offense has played better. You cannot care about a larger sample size. That's fine. That's how you can view it. I'm saying the way I view it is, the team with the same head coach, same quarterback, a lot of the same skill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Players for a larger sample size has been better, and you can't just pick and choose. Like,
is this offensive line as good as the last 2 years?
No, I don't.
So
think they are.
What does it have to do with the last 2 years, Elliot?
Because I still think the quarterback, the skill players, and the team itself will make the
so
plays.
Is
when they
Saquon?
Need to.
We're talking about three years ago when Saquon wasn't here. We're talking about last year when Saquon was here and had one of the greatest seasons in NFL history, and we're talking about this year where he's averaging 3 yards a carry. What does it have to do with each other?
I just told you what it has to do with.
But he's one of the skill players.
I know he's one of the skill players.
And he wasn't even there one of the years.
They had a better offense than the Rams last year when they had Saquon. So, like, they have had...
No, they didn't.
They did have a better offense than the Rams last year. I think they averaged more points than the Rams last year. I don't know how else you would qualify as a good offense, and they outscored him in the playoffs. So, like, I don't know how they wouldn't have a better offense last year.
Well, let's check.
And final thing.
I checked it a few days ago. I could be wrong. And, so let me just say one more thing.
Does last night's game, now the Seahawks turned it over twice and the Rams didn't turn it over at all. So are you amazed at the fact that a team could turn it over more and still win the football game?
Yeah, I am amazed at that.
Okay, all right.
And I actually think it shows that Seattle, again, I don't think they're as good as people are making them out to be. I think they were lucky to win that game.
Okay. Is Lane Johnson going to play tomorrow?
Well, he's out. So
oh, I didn't I see that. Okay. And Landon Dickerson and Fred Johnson?
Yes, they are going to play. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. I don't know why you'd listen to it. You should unsubscribe if you're subscribed to it.
Well,
the Eagles did average more points than the Rams last year.
Okay, there you go.
Interesting.
And what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Can I say, can I make one more point, and then you can hang up on me? Like, You say the Eagles, like you bring up the push come to shove situations over the last few weeks, right?
Yes.
The Rams have also been in situations.
But
like
I am not arguing that the Rams are only good when push comes to shove.
No,
you
I know
are.
Not, but the point I'm making is offenses don't always score every time they need to. But like the Eagles over the past 3 years, including this year against the Rams.
I'm hanging up on him. You shouldn't unsubscribe to Go Birds. You should subscribe to Go Birds. But anyone who is going to make the argument that the Eagles offense is better than the Rams is a psychopath. Is a psychopath.
Yeah, literally, well, not at points. Passing offense definitely is not better. Passing offense is not better.
I bet it's not even better in rushing offense.
Yeah, look at that. You would be right.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
But when they need it.
And the turnovers. I bet the turnovers it has to be around equal.
Well, so the Eagles have 13 turnovers in the year. Rams have 12.
Okay, so the Rams have fewer turnovers.
And the
too.
Rams are like the least penalized team in football.
Okay.
Now, five of those turnovers happen in one game.
Yep.
They still count.
Well, four or five of them happen to the Eagles in one game, too.
No, I'm talking about that for the Eagles. Like five of them happen in one game.
Yeah. Well, it happened for the Rams, too.
I know at least
game.
Three.
Yeah, the Carolina game, I think.
Ike, why don't you tell everyone about Surfside so I can calm down?
Spike needs to calm down today.
I need to calm down.
Yeah, Strom's
I thought
traded.
I was the one that was getting upset in that segment.
Well,
you took over.
Just say, and that's this weird thing where it's like, they have been this year. What do I care about 2 years ago? All right, I'm sorry.
Hey, Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday.
2 years ago, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, Ike. Years ago, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and they're not even in the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. I'm almost finished. That's right. No carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I mean, wouldn't you agree? That the strength, if I were to ask you, what is the strength of the Eagles offense prior to this year over the last 3 years, I think you would say the offensive line.
Yes.
Right? And the running game.
Yep.
And that is not a strength this year. Nope. So if you're including that in this, if you're talking about the Eagles offense, it doesn't make any sense.
I think everybody agrees with you.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The only one who doesn't see it.
Right.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they can't beat the Rams. They can beat the Rams for sure.
I think we all agree with you.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Hey, let me say something real quick, right? You bet. That's the Nick Costas, right? I got one thing to say about Nick Costas, right? The only good thing to come out of New York was a Chrysler, okay? You know what I mean? I got a short bet for you. I got a sure bet for you.
Okay.
Your Yankees, your Mets, your Jets, your Giants, whatever team you cheer for, they stink, all of them, garbage. Throw them in the trash, you know what I mean? And get new teams, okay? I'll tell you that New Yorker was a great ride back in the day, though. That was a great ride. But, brothers, other than that, New York stink, man. It smells like sewer, garbage, and it's rat-infested.
Wow.
Can't stay in New York, you know what I mean? And it's stinking.
That's Spike. Spike's of the hometown.
No, I hate it too. I'll never go back.
Yeah, don't go back, Spike. Don't go back. I know you hated it when you was there. The food stank, is garbage. It's overrated.
Well, the food's pretty good.
It is overrated.
Yeah.
You're proud of city. All types of people there. It's a melting pot of people there. Let me stop with New York. I don't even want to go there with New York no more. I just hate the city. But listen, here's the thing, though, right? Last night gave me hope. You know why it gave me hope? Because the Rams stink. You know what I mean? You see what I'm talking about? Matthew Stafford. Throwing them no-look passes, looking all fancy and pretty. And then when he got his chest caved in, what do you do, right? He starts throwing that ball real quick, and he gets turned red in the face, red as a Jerry. You know what I mean? I can't wait till we play them again. And I don't like nothing about Sean McVay. You know what I mean? I can't wait till we kick the Rams' ass again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I tell you, ain't nobody in the NFC going to beat us. You know, I Green Bay, we cream cheese their ass every time we play them. You know what I mean? Who else? The 49ers. I don't see nobody like Dana Stubfield coming through that tunnel or Deion Sanders or Morton Hanks, chicken neck. You know what I mean? I don't see nobody coming through that tunnel. Steve Young. You know what I mean? Joe Montana.
I got to ask you, Chuck, what the change of heart, where'd it come from?
Man, listen, because I know we're going to have a second win come the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, we the champions, man, and we need to start walking around with that bravado. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, everybody want to fear everybody else. They got a lot of good records in the NFC, right?
Yep.
They all frauds. You know what I mean? The Seattle Seahawks with Sam Darnold, you think he's going to come in here and beat us? You think he's going to beat us in his stadium? He almost gave that game away four times yesterday. You know what I mean? But the Rams are so stupid, they can't get out their own way. And like I said, Sean McVay is such an overrated coach, it's not even funny. I cannot wait until the playoffs start. And all I want on Saturday, Spike, and the rest of these games, I care less about winning the rest of these games. I just want them to come out healthy. You know, just get out the games healthy. You know what I mean? Because we've been relatively healthy all year long. We have some nicks and bangs up. You know what I mean? You know, guys coming in and out. You know what I mean? You know, for the most part, they've you know, really escaped the injury bug. You know what I mean? No season-ending detrimental injuries, you know, to anybody that's worth having. We have not had anybody that's really hurt. So I just want to keep that going. So yeah. Saturday, tomorrow, we can win 21-20. I don't care. As long as we get out the game healthy and we go against the Bills, the same thing. Because I tell you, once we reach the playoffs, they're going to have a second win. And when they get that second win, when it's all said and done, we're going to have the number one defense when the tournament's over, and our offense will look like it never left. Promise you that.
Wow.
I was not expecting this call, John. No, that's pretty
like,
good.
It's like an Ike pep talk.
Yeah, I felt good after that. That's pretty good, Chuck.
I'm telling you, Ike, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I see it, man. This season has been strange, man.
Yeah.
It's been strange. And what can make it more stranger? A team that struggled, a team that's been bickering at each other, a locker room that was divided, come together come January to win our third trophy and our second in a row.
Wow. How about that?
Chuck, do you have an answer for next question today? We're looking for famous siblings.
Jack, bad job on Jack. He didn't even tell me I had the next question. Well, I don't even get no next question. What'd you say, a bad sibling?
No, just famous siblings.
Oh, famous sibling.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with... I don't know. I guess Full House. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
There you go. Mary-Kate and Ashley. Oh, wow. There you go.
That's a good one.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Chuck comes up with it. Under pressure.
What a haymaker.
How?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. That's a haymaker right there.
How do you come out of last night's game and say Matt Stafford stinks? He threw for 457 yards, three touchdowns, including in overtime. Including overtime. He did. He just drove them to win. He couldn't have done any more in overtime,
He took the opening drive and went down and got a touchdown.
And scored a touchdown.
Yep. It looked pretty impressive to me.
I love the no-look pass thing, to be honest with you.
Here's the thing, though. The fact that, I don't know if that's a good sign or not. Chuck back on the Eagles and feeling confident. Is that good or bad?
It's almost like if I came out wildly confident, everybody would call up and say, no, other side, be skeptical.
Well, maybe, he enjoyed the 31-0 win.
Yeah, he sure did. Second win, he said they had. Man, there's something about cream cheese in there, I think, at one point.
For Green Bay,
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Whew. All right, 215-592-9494. Style points game tomorrow, yes or no? Or do they just need to get out of there with the win? I have to get used to saying tomorrow with the game being tomorrow.
I know.
And next question today, it is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. We're looking for a pair of famous siblings. Tornado Shapiro joins us next for the weekend forecast. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.